What is up, and welcome into the Locked On Chargers podcast. I'm your host, Daniel Wade, and I'm joined, as always, with David Drew here, two writers from San Diego Sports Domination, San Diego's top sports blog, who have been covering the Chargers for three seasons now, but this is our first season with the Locked On Chargers podcast, bringing you your team every day. Well, sorry, guys. We are happy to be back with you guys right now and to get back to you on a regular basis. But today is the day for the 2019 Bolty Awards. So it's just me and David today. We know John's not a huge fan of award shows anyways in a season that doesn't end up in a Super Bowl. But we have a couple of little news and notes and reminders for you to start with. Then we'll get into the awards. We'll go Offensive Player of the Year, which is basically the non-Philip Rivers offensive MVP. Then do the Defensive Player of the Year and then wrap things up with the team MVP. So, David, happy 2019. Are you ready for the Bolty Awards?
I am definitely ready. I mean, John might not like awards, but I do. Obviously, if you've heard this show, you know I'm the optimist here. Daniel's probably the realist. John's a little pessimistic, but don't let him hear me say that. He's not a big fan of that. But yeah, no, I'm ready, man. Let's get to it.
Yeah, well, we all know John doesn't listen to the show anyway, so we're all good. What's up, John? Anyways, let's go ahead and get into just a reminder that the Pro Bowl is this weekend, and I know how people feel about the Pro Bowl, but this is kind of a special occasion because the Chargers coaching staff are the coaching staff for the AFC side of the Pro Bowl. And besides Philip Rivers, you have five other players that are actually going to the Pro Bowl. You have Melvin Gordon, you have Keenan Allen, you have Derwin James, Adrian Phillips, Mike Pouncey, and Melvin Ingram. So there's definitely some guys that you're going to want to watch this time just because the Chargers are so well represented. And Philip Rivers, I mean, surprisingly has an injury. I mean, if you want to call it that, I'm not sure if it's an actual injury or not, but that was his reason for staying home. But we all know he has 8 and soon 9 kids to be taken care of. So he has a lot of other things to do, and he's been to plenty of Pro Bowls. Who are you most excited about seeing this weekend in the Pro Bowl?
Man, honestly, I'd like to see what Derwin James can do. I mean, he's just been such an exciting player to watch all year. And obviously, I want to see what kind of shape Melvin Gordon is in. But hey, I mean, I know the Pro Bowl is a glorified all-star game, and I get it. And they hardly go, you know, full speed, which I understand. But this is the last opportunity for everybody to see their Chargers this season, because after that, it's on to the off-season program. So if you're a big fan like I am, I'll be tuning in just to check out my favorite players. But I definitely want to see what Derwin James does on the defensive side.
Yeah, David, I'm definitely looking forward to Derwin James, just obviously it being his first time ever making it and being a rookie, which was awesome. He also was awarded the Defensive Rookie of the Year by Pro Football Focus, one of our partners, so that was also really cool to see. But I hope Adrian Phillips isn't only stuck to special teams. It would be nice to be able to see him get on the defense as well, because that's where he starred for us in the regular season. But the other piece of news was that sources say the Chargers are going to be playing the Chiefs in Mexico City.
Yeah, so the reason why the Chargers have so many games abroad or away from home is because it's part of the relocation. When they moved to L.A., a contingent of them getting approved to go to L.A. was that they're going to have to forego some of their home games. That's why you saw the Chargers in London. That's why you see the Chargers going to Mexico City. But that's part of it, you know. So, but hey, I mean, these are great primetime games, usually in pretty unique time slots. It's going to be great for the fans in Mexico to be able to see a team that's really not too far from them in the Chargers and a team who is in the AFC Championship game in the Chiefs. So a great AFC West matchup, and I'm excited to see that one, man. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, and obviously you just hope the field holds up after kind of what the disaster was this year. Our friend Brad Motter from Locked On Rams actually went down and was there for a week during when the game was supposed to be, and there was no game, but he stayed out there and enjoyed his time. But hey, John Kegley might even go to that. It probably wouldn't even surprise me. He'd have to get a passport and a bunch of other stuff, but I wouldn't be surprised to see John down there. But as far as the game itself, an exciting game, of course. I mean, that was the best game of the Chargers season, that win over Kansas City and the way it all went down. So I'm absolutely excited to have that game and go there. And let's all be thankful that it won't be another 6:30 a.m. game like the one in London was this year. But it is time for the Bolte Awards 2019, the Locked On Chargers end of season awards. And we start with the offensive player of the year for the Chargers. We're keeping Phillip Rivers out of this conversation because Phillip Rivers is pretty much every year the best player offensively. Though this guy, David, that we pretty much agree on, I think, for this award, could have an argument with the season that he put up. So the offensive player of the year for us and the end of the season awards, the Bolte goes to Keenan Allen. And I know this might seem a little weird just because, you know, he only had 6 catches in the playoffs and didn't get up to his expectations of how good of a player he is. Doesn't take away from the season that he had, David. 97 catches, 1,196 yards, 6 touchdowns. I mean, almost 1,200 yards, almost another 100 catch season for Keenan Allen. And he just keeps continuing to be one of the elite receivers in the NFL.
Well, this just shows everybody that when Keenan Allen is healthy and on the football field, he is a dynamic playmaker. He is a guy who extends drives, gets those contested catches, just uses incredible quickness to beat people off the line. Some of the things that he's done to cornerbacks this year has been really enjoyable for me to watch. And I'm sure everybody else has gotten a kick out of it as well. But to see him just put back-to-back healthy seasons together helps us shake that moniker that he was injury-prone. But I think we can safely say that that is no more. So hopefully we continue to see Keenan Allen stay healthy and put up the kind of numbers that we have come to expect from him.
Yeah, and I mean, if you look at Pro Football Focus, it would tell you that Keenan Allen is the best offensive player on the Chargers. He ends his year with an 89.3 grade, just a hair away from their elite status of graded players at the 90 level. But it just continues to be just a – he just continues to be the guy that really gets things going for the Chargers offense. You know, the running game comes and goes. Some of the deep passes come and go, but it seems like Keenan Allen over the middle and getting first downs is the one consistent thing that the Chargers have offensively. He's the one guy that really never totally disappears when he's healthy and when he's on the field. Obviously, he missed one game this season, which almost surely would have got him over the 100 catch mark, which would have been his second in a row for a guy. And he probably would have even broken his own record that he set last year for the reception mark in franchise history. So the Slayer keeps on slaying. He absolutely deserves this award. And, you know, Melvin Gordon, David, probably would have had a chance at this award, maybe even the MVP award, if he had stayed healthy with what he was able to do early in the season. He just couldn't make it last.
Yeah, I mean, he definitely started to break down towards the end of the season, Daniel. I think everybody who watched the Chargers throughout the year could see that. You know, he just didn't have the same explosiveness, the same speed. He was obviously hampered by injuries, but, you know, he's got a lot of heart and he wants to be out there and play for his team. But sometimes it's better to heal up completely than go out there and be less than 100%. And I think with Melvin Gordon, that is definitely the case.
That's a great point, only because it's not just having Melvin Gordon on the field like we saw this year. It has to be a healthy Melvin Gordon for them to really be dominant in the ground game and get those chunk yardage plays that, I mean, I was a little surprised that his longest run of the year was only 34 yards, especially when he had the 87-yarder in 2017. But hopefully we can see an explosive Melvin Gordon with a fully healthy offseason to kind of get everything right, and then he'll have a couple of years to prove that he can stay on the field. But it's time to get into the defensive player of the year for the Chargers. I think a lot of you probably know where this is going. But first, I need to tell you guys about what the Locked On Podcast Network is doing on social media. You can follow Locked On NFL or NBA Net on Twitter to get updates from around the league. Football season's almost over, guys. If you have a favorite basketball team, Locked On Podcast Network has a show for them. So make sure, you know, as the football season winds down, you stay up to date with what all the other football teams are doing on Locked On NFL Net, and then start getting into basketball seasons as the regular season heats up, and follow Locked On NBA Net on Twitter as well. Make sure to keep doing this, guys, so you can stay up to date with everything going on throughout the league. All right, David, well, it's time to get into the second Boltsy Award for the day, and this one is the Defensive Player of the Year for the Chargers. There are a couple guys that you could maybe make a case for, but I think for us, we're pretty unanimous on this front because I think we both agree the Defensive Player of the Year Bolty has to go to the rookie, Derwin James.
Absolutely, without question. Derwin James, when he stepped on the football field, he was pretty much the best player on the field. He's such an amazing athlete, and he wore multiple hats. He played multiple different positions. He excelled as a strong safety in the box and run support. He excelled as a free safety, playing back and creating some great plays there. He was an amazing pass rusher. He's just such a hybrid athlete. He's the future of what NFL defenders are going to look like. And it's so awesome just to remember that he fell to pick 17 and we get to watch what Derwin James is going to evolve into over the next several years. And man, I'm just so excited for that.
It is only his rookie season. The ceiling for him is so high because, you know, he is the evolution of football. You know, he hits like a linebacker. He runs like a corner. He edge rushes, you know, with the best of them, probably, you know, one of the best pass rushing DBs in the NFL already. And I mean, set the record for most sacks for a rookie DB. So, I mean, the awards and the accolades keep piling up for Derwin James. And, you know, the highest graded player from Pro Football Focus on this team, I wouldn't even necessarily disagree with it, is Desmond King. And rightfully so, Desmond King had a great year. You could make an argument for him in this. But in my opinion, even though he might have been the best player at his position, he just didn't have the wide range of effects on a game that Derwin James did. He stuck to being a corner, and corners, you can go away from them. You can never really get away from Derwin James with all the things he's able to do. But obviously, want to shout out Desmond King, and spoiler alert, he might be in another award later on in the Bolties to get all of the credit that he's due. But David, Melvin Ingram is the guy at the beginning of the season, once you found out that Joey Bosa wasn't going to be around for a while, was definitely a guy we looked at and thought, you know, probably could have been the Chargers Defensive Player of the Year, and obviously got off to a pretty slow start, really struggled without the help of Joey Bosa to be on the other side of him. And it was, I don't think, a disappointing year. Obviously, Melvin Ingram made the Pro Bowl, so obviously he's doing something right, but definitely not as high of a year as we would have expected from Melvin Ingram.
No, not the type of year you expect from Melvin Ingram, but I thought he definitely played a lot better towards the middle and end of the season. He was a great run defender, did a lot of the dirty work, and he did create a lot of great plays. So, I mean, yeah, the sack numbers weren't, you know, crazy and up there, but I think his overall body of work was very solid this year. Hopefully, with a healthy Joey Bosa next season, we can get back to seeing the type of sack numbers that Melvin Ingram and Joey Bosa both can put up when they're both healthy and both turning it loose after quarterbacks.
Yeah, we definitely, I mean, have more shows coming up on what the Chargers need to do better next season. And I think pass rush is right there at the top of the list. So hopefully if you have all those guys fully healthy through a full offseason, you'll be able to see a better outcome than what we saw this year. But getting back to Derwin James really quickly, just to wrap this up, I mean, he's a rookie. He's one of the best safeties in the NFL. He led the team in tackles with 105, had 3.5 sacks, had a couple of interceptions. He had 3 interceptions on the season. I mean, he just did a little bit of everything. And that, to me, is why he deserves to be the Defensive Player of the Year for the Chargers, because it's just, I don't know how you argue it. I mean, some people even had him as the team MVP, but that's what we need to get into now to tell you who the MVP Bolte goes to for the Chargers, the most valuable player, regardless of side of the ball. So let's go ahead and get into that. But first, I need to tell you guys that this episode could have been brought to you by your company or your product if you're looking for a way to reach new customers. Podcast listeners are 60% more likely to interact with the sponsors they hear on their podcast. Our demographic is 98% males with more earning, with more education and higher traditional earning than most audiences. So it's a great way to get your product out to thousands of people by sponsoring the Locked On Chargers podcast. You can do that by emailing me at dwade4256@gmail.com, and we will hook you guys up with an off-season deal. All right, David, well, it's time to get into our final Bolte of the day, and that is the team MVP. And this might be the most obvious one, I think, out of all of these. I think you can make cases for most other guys on some of these awards. But the Bolte for MVP for the Chargers has to go to the captain.
Yeah, no, it's without question. I mean, when you think of most valuable player, I think of who's the guy on the team they least can afford to lose. And that is quite obviously Philip Rivers. You do not want any part of Geno Smith leading your football team in any capacity. So that just makes it so much more obvious that the team MVP has to be Philip Rivers. And hey, it doesn't hurt that Philip Rivers had one of the best years of his career this year. I mean, I believe he was up around 68-69% completion rating. He had over 4,000 yards passing again, had over 30 touchdowns again, and he also cut the interceptions down. I think he was only at about 12 this year. So he took good care of the football, played some pretty good, you know, football towards the beginning and middle of the year, slowed down a little bit as he was seeing some great defenses towards the end of the year and in the playoffs. But without a doubt, Philip Rivers is the MVP. Another great year from Felipe Rios, and hopefully we get to enjoy watching Philip a couple more years.
Yeah, I expect some sort of contract extension to be done with Philip Rivers as soon as this offseason. You don't want to let him really finish up that contract before you figure out what's going on. Just so you can plan for the future, you have to have those things ironed out. But I'm glad that you brought up Geno Smith because, David, I don't know if you would disagree with this, but the Chargers' record probably flips if Geno Smith is the quarterback. You're probably looking at a 4-12 season instead of a 12-4 season. Would you agree?
Yes. No. If it could be 4-12, I mean, that might be an overestimate as well. Just, you know, if you saw him in the preseason and saw the couple of plays he got in the regular season, it's just a complete disaster. And, I mean, it begs the question, I mean, do you need a better backup QB? I mean, they really haven't had a decent backup QB since Billy Volek.
It's hard to say because you don't want to spend too many of your resources on it because Philip Rivers has been so dependable. But hopefully, you know, it's kind of a 2-for-1. You get a young quarterback that can also be your backup and then potentially develop into a future starter. You know, I think that has to be the plan. But they're probably 4-12. And the only reason I say 4-12 is just because of the amount of talent on the Chargers gets them 4 wins. It's not, they win 4 games in spite of Geno Smith in this hypothetical situation. If you needed any proof of what Philip Rivers has done, you know, Rivers had an 88.9 on Pro Football Focus, the second highest rated offensive player for the Chargers, right behind Keenan Allen, who we talked about earlier. But I think one of the reasons this kind of seems a little out of place is because of those tough games, David, that he had against the Ravens twice, the Broncos, and then going up against a defensive mastermind in Bill Belichick. And I think you saw what Bill Belichick did again against the Chiefs, where he basically shut them out in the first half. And that was basically the same game they had against Philip Rivers. You know, Philip Rivers had a decent second half of that game, which is why he was able to pile up 331 yards. But it's the 3 games prior to that that he didn't eclipse 200 yards. That is the part that kind of concerns you. But we also know those are good defenses. But you have to be able to overcome that if you're Philip Rivers. So he wins this award. Obviously, he didn't have the end that he would have wanted, but there's just nobody else to give this award to bring his team back to the playoffs, to get another playoff win under his belt, to go 12-4, the best record they've had since 2009. I mean, Phillip Rivers had a hell of a year. It's easy to forget that Phillip Rivers for most of the season was an MVP candidate. Is probably going to lose out to a guy in Patrick Mahomes who's threw 50 touchdowns this season and just an incredible year for a guy who's basically a rookie. But Phillip Rivers, that's not what he wants. He doesn't care about the statistics. And that's what you have to love about him is, you know, we're giving him this award. Plenty of people are going to call him this team's MVP, but that's not what he cares about, David. What Phillip Rivers cares about is winning a Super Bowl. So if they can get this contract extension, he still has one more year left on his deal. Do you think that he will have another chance to do it?
Yes, I do definitely believe he will have another chance to do it. I think the nucleus of young players on both sides of the football is going to lend itself to the Chargers being in contention again next year. But I think I want to see a Rams-like push. I think you got to go all in. You got to understand and know that Phillip Rivers is definitely at the end of his career. And if you really want to give him an opportunity to get that ring, you have to go out there and get every piece that he needs to really go all out on this final push to get that championship. Because let's face it, Daniel, the window is closing and it's closing fast.
It's closing fast, and I think just the competition is the other part of it, David, which, you know, would make the fan base want you to make a push like the Los Angeles Rams did by bringing in Ndamukong Suh, by re-signing Aaron Donald, by bringing in Peters and Tlaib and the Dante Fowler. I mean, even the Patriots are making trades every single season to get better and not really worrying about the draft assets because they know they're trying to win the Super Bowl that year. And I think that has to be the mindset. And at the end of the day, really the only MVP award that Phillip Rivers wants at this point isn't even the NFL MVP for the season. It's the Super Bowl MVP in a Super Bowl win. And that's really what Phillip Rivers wants, is the ring at this point. So that's the only MVP award that he cares about. But that wraps things up for this edition of the 2019 Bolty Awards. But we will have one more show to give out the rest of the awards, including Comeback Player of the Year and Biggest Disappointment. So if you guys want to tell us your Bolty Awards go to, make sure to hit us up on Twitter and give us your awards. Or you can just call into the Locked On Chargers voicemail account by calling 323-524-7924 so we can hear the awards in your voice and be able to play them on the next show. So tell us who your MVP is. Tell us who your defense and offensive player of the years are, as well as your biggest disappointment. I think that'll be the funnest one to talk about because there are a few different candidates to go to. But until then, guys, make sure to follow us on Twitter at LockedOnLAC. Make sure to like the Facebook page, Locked On Chargers. If you have a smart speaker to tell your voice assistant, play podcast Locked On Chargers, that's the best and coolest way to do it, and it'll automatically play the latest episode of Locked On Chargers. So make sure you guys do that, as well as subscribing and reviewing the podcast and giving this podcast 5 stars because we would really appreciate it. But we will talk to you guys tomorrow. We'll have another episode for you guys. So hang in there. Thanks for hanging tight with us. And we'll be back with you tomorrow. Take it easy and go Bolts.